Off the Ball Rugby.
I had him in my original, if you remember, Colin. I had him as my starting 10 for the tour.
Yeah, but you were also in a stadium and that's changed. So, like, what do you think now?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Thrilled to be joined by All-Ireland winner, Tipperary, Darren McCarthy. How are you this morning?
Light headache, but not too bad.
Well, talk to us about yesterday, Dara, because I have to be honest, looking at you standing over the first free, there's jeers coming from the hill. Can you hear them?
I've heard a few lads saying how didn't you hear it, but you kind of block it out. But, you hear a small bit, but you kind of have to steal the mind there and just stick to your process there like you do in practice the whole time.
As a young fella coming into that final, there's a lot of pressure on your shoulders, man. How did you manage to handle it in the way that you did? Because it was just exemplary. 1-13 in an All-Ireland final.
Yeah, I know. In fairness to all the management team and all the boys, she used to back me to the hills, like, even after having a stinker on the freeze there in the semi-final or whatever. Liam just said, listen, you're the man, or whatever, like, and he backed me to the hills, and that's credit to him, and that gave me so much confidence as well. And yeah, just stealing the mind there again, and back to basics, and practice, and kind of got your way back into it again.
That kind of touches on something that Mikey Beavan said last night at the homecoming and the banquet about the connection between the squad, because you've all different ages and different groups and all coming together from different clubs. And Willie Connor's messing behind us here. He's welcome to come in and join us. I'm trying to get him since 7:30 this morning. But will you talk to me?
How are you going, Tommy?
You legged it. You chased Dalton down the tunnel yesterday, but you legged it from me.
Yeah, sure. You're not as much Dalton as he is, I suppose, in a way.
Oh, come here. Listen, lads, the two of you yesterday, unbelievable performances. Talk to me about what this man did for you yesterday on the field, because he had a serious job.
Ah, oh, sure. Lads like him and Ron just take so much hits for the team, like, just nearly ruining their old game, try to ruin someone else's game, nearly just playing their part. And it's unbelievable. That's what teammates do, is look out for another and take their own game away to benefit for the team.
You really are a team, like, you can see that. Obviously, after the fact, we can all look in and see it, but you've known it, like, you're a proper team.
It kind of really showed yesterday, I think, to be honest with you. There's a togetherness there now, and in fairness, it maybe hasn't been in tip in the last 2 or 3 years, and there's no point lying about, but yesterday, kind of, I suppose, the complete performance nearly came to the fore, and it just happened on the day, and the likes of him, he got his redemption day, thank God, so we're delighted for him.
It's amazing, like, you're only 19, aren't you? Do you know, you're playing the school's final last March, talking about redemption, look, and we were all kind of saying it there a little bit, you know, because the two red cards, like, you were gutted after the one in Porky Queeve, like, you could see how upset you were. You know?
Listen, you have to.
There are moments that happen. Like, it's a contact.
Yeah, it happens. But listen, that's me. It's my own fault. I've no one else to blame but myself. But listen, you have to. Like I said 2 or 3 times already, just steal the mind and just forget about it. When you have lads like this here beside you and the 39 other lads you have, you're in no better place.
Yeah, you've got McGrath in the corner and Jason Ford beside you in that full forward line. Like, that's pretty special to be playing alongside those boys. When McGrath wins his penalty in such an expertly manner in that he does, like, obviously he fields that brilliant ball, but there's a bit of genius there. There was no one else taking that penalty. Like, you were on it. You were ready to go, weren't you?
We had a conversation.
There was a debate beforehand.
Yeah, there was a debate beforehand.
But it wasn't like the Chelsea players fighting over it.
No, he's meant to be on the penalties. Yeah. Clara actually just took the ball, so it's just the way it happened, I suppose.
Myself and J.O. said that. He said he was going to have a go, and I said, no, Jay, I'll leave it to me.
But they can be big moments. Do you know, that's... like, that's the turn of the quarters. I know we're kind of laughing about it now, and it's a 15-second turnaround. Like, that's... there's still big pressure because you've turned the game, but you got to nail that moment.
Yeah, I kind of looked up the scoreboard and I said, 3-0 now. Go 3-0, up by 6 with a man up, like, we're in some position. So kind of just... had to concentrate on that there a bit. No, J.O. said go for it. So he gave me the confidence there as well.
Talk to us a bit about Tumi Vara. It's getting a lot of mentions at the minute.
Tum? Oh, jeez. What have I to say? What a club. And we've been coming for these lads during the year as well. We've been coming for these lads during the year. Hopefully Dan Breen will come home too at some stage.
Lads, look, it's an unbelievable story. Like, you're on top of the world. All-Ireland champions. Tipperary, do you know, there's all Ireland medals in your dressing room already. You had won from before, didn't you? Like, it, but you're chasing it for a long time after that. You mentioned the bond and the connection, and we know the depths of last year that it didn't click for you. when did you know it was happening this year, that you were motoring in the right direction?
Jesus, I think
it was off the field. We made some effort, me up and stuff. And we were all together nearly off the field, yeah.
Okay.
Like after training there could be 30 lads in a coffee shop all together, like.
But that has to be genuine as well. Like, you can't fake that.
That's not fake, like, no. Lads turn up there and they mean to be there. And like, some lads might fake spending time with each other, but we genuinely want to spend time with each other, and that's what made a difference.
You look like you have something to say about
it. Oh, not much now after that, now. There, I hit the nail on the head there. No, we're, like you said, it just, hey, it's great when we win. If we lose, we're not, and the cameras aren't here and whatnot, but sure, it's fucking brilliant when we win. And we'll enjoy it, that's it, Tommy, now, yeah.
I was talking to you about the tunnel earlier, but the dander was up. We see it all the time. Like, what happened there?
It was just, I think we were meant to go down first, and I suppose Declan being Declan, he's a thick man, and in fairness to him, he's a brilliant hurler, but he ploughed on through Tyler Walsh, and should we just follow down? And
but you need that in hurling too, like, yeah, it's a contact sport, like,
kinda,
you need that.
It kind of made the game, I suppose, in a way, and no, thankfully we got a hop off it, and that was it. But sure, hey, if Hoggy scores that free in the second half, you don't know what way, they go 7-up, and... It can be a different game, but we were back in the game after 2 or 3 minutes, and that's it.
Well, lads, extraordinary story. You've so much time to enjoy it now and build on it from such a young team. I'm sure you're going to keep some of the older boys on as well, or maybe not. But like, that's up to themselves.
No, they won't be going anywhere. I was talking to Noli there last night. He's going nowhere.
There you go. They have exclusive for off the ball. Darren McCarthy, congratulations. Yeah. Willie Connors, congratulations. Fair play to you and Tipperary.
Thank you.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.